Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
Angie Burgess.
Mark Hamilton.
And this is Creativity Wasted. And Tommy, your mic did not work.
So this will probably be something that you guys can't relate to, but... What I came up with, I'm calling it the Pause Pal, P-A-U-S-E, and it's a Fitbit for the menopausal woman. So when her body starts to heat up and temperature starts to change, a flame pops up to tell her she's about to start getting hot and erupts like a volcano. If she eats something spicy, it'll pop up and she can press a button to turn on a mini fan or something.
Cooler down.
To cool off.
Yeah.
And if she gets too cold, because you go from hot to cold, then an icicle will pop up telling her you're about to get a little chilly now.
Yeah. If
you
want
to grab that sweater. And then for that man that can't understand, the companion watch or Fitbit would be men on pause so that he can wear it and it'll signal him that she's getting ready to go through something, a mood swing or something. Oh. You might not want to bother her right now.
And it might start,
telling him, walk away, not now.
I like the alert.
It'll be like a smart watch that operates on emotions, no batteries needed. So that's what I got.
It sounds like a mood ring in 2023.
Yeah, and that's kind of exactly what I was thinking of. It's just like a mood ring.
Or like a weather app for people.
Yeah, I like that. Like
if you were the earth.
Yeah.
It's funny. I have a penis mood ring. So you could say that. So works on the same principle. So
Yeah. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah, companion piece again. That's good.
Angela's could, instead of having a symbol, it could engorge like a penis.
Yeah, something like that. Things are about to get a little hard for you.
Yeah.
Or something.
To engorge.
What I liked was maintaining homeostasis with this app. Because you were saying like, I'm like getting hot, I'm getting cold. I think the vibe check is also knowing like how people's vibes and mood is around. It'd be nice to know without reading a Facebook post or a Twitter. Man, look at my watch, I'm pissed off, I'm going through some shit.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Look at my watch. Between the watch and the ring, maybe you need a ring too, like you said, the mood ring.
Yeah.
They kind of go together. Both of them are dark. Yeah, this mood is going, it's changing.
Yeah.
You could connect it to like your thermostat or like play like calming music if it needs to.
Oh, yeah. I like the calming music. Ooh, yes. Woosa. Maybe some kind of hot flash Olympics. See who has the most intense hot flashes and how long they can time them on that watch.
Rank them.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm off the charts.
First place.
You know who to stay away from. That's for sure, I think.
Well, I've heard, I don't know if this is true, that like women, their periods will sync up with each other if they live in like together.
Yeah.
Does that work for menopause too?
I don't know if it works for menopause, but in college, it did happen. And we lived in a house with 6 women, 3 upstairs, 3 down. We're like, oh gosh, this is crazy.
We're syncing up.
And that happened? Yeah. That legitimately happened?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. We're within days of each other. Might not have been the exact same day, but within the same days of each other. Yep. I was like, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Really does happen.
Be quiet weekends when that was happening.
So I've never gone through menopause, but I imagine it would be nice to have, even not like other people knowing, to be like, how I'm not like, this is normal, but like, I'm not. I like what I'm saying. It's not something I comprehend, but it's also nothing that you can call the doctor and be like, it's hot in here.
Exactly. And then when I run into people, they're like, this is stuff our mothers never told us, but they should have. It's just hot. And some people say they don't get hot flashes, but it can come, it comes out of like nowhere and your body just heats up for like 10 seconds and then it disappears and you're cold. And night sweats, one time I thought I peed on myself. I was just wet. I'm like, oh my God, did I pee? I'm 50 something. I'm peeing in a bed.
And it's like, not like it's convenient times. Like, no, and then you freeze it
cold.
Yeah.
It's like, not like, pneumonia. Not like,
right.
That's what it is.
Well, the mattress is another thing. They have those like sleep number things that adjust to you. You could adjust like the something with the mattress,
or they,
if you start cold sweating, it shoots some cool air.
They got some kind of cooling sheets or some bed sheets or something now too that I saw. They're supposed to keep it nice and cool on the sheets for you, so you have that even temperature. I don't know, I might have to invest in that. I'll put it on my Christmas list, Santa.
what did you call it again?
I call it a pause pal.
Pause pal.
Yeah, you a pause pal. Yeah, because it's your little pal, like your smartwatch. It goes where you go.
And the accompanying one for the guys was a men on pause. Did you?
Yeah, men on pause. Yep. Pause.
Yeah.
Cool.
Pause pal.
That's it.
Any other comments on that?
Yeah, it could be a social network platform too. You know? Yeah. Like a bunch of people who are going through hot flashes, they could be like, holy shit, am I the only one? Like, no one else understands except someone else who's having a hot flash with me.
You know what? I really did think about making a product of some kind of playing cards. Remember Old Maid? I don't know if you guys remember the Old Maid cards. I was thinking of something like that for menopause and have flames you have to match up or somebody sweating or something like that. But I'm like, I don't know. That's such a unique market. I don't know if that would really work, but just some kind of novelty deck of cards or something.
I really like that. Some sort of silly, not like a deck of cards, but like an actual game. Mm-hmm. Like if somebody came up with an actual game with sort of wacky rules that had to do with menopause.
Yep. You broke up in a night sweat. Go straight to jail. Do not collect $200. Don't pass go.
But like,
go straight to the shower or something.
Like women or like couples, once a woman starts to go through menopause, they would get them that gift as like a joke, or if they're of that age and they think they might be going through menopause, but they are in denial or something, then that's when they give it to them. I don't know what the rules would be, but I think that's a great idea.
Something
actually
fun. Could be one of those drinking games they play, like when people go to parties and play drinking games in college.
Yeah.
I don't know, get them silly and goofy and do something.
Drink every time you have a hot flash?
Yeah. But not coffee, because that brings them on.
Oh, okay.
Coffee and spicy stuff brings on hot flashes. Yeah.
Not alcohol?
Maybe a little. Not as much. I don't know, because if I drink wine, I'm sleepy. I go, that's a sleepy pill for me. So
I just had the thought, because you were saying how periods sync together.
Mm-hmm.
What if, like, with social media, if it could, like, get every woman on Earth's period to sync up, like, together? So there's, like, one time of the month for everyone.
Are you insane, Tom? You gotta be...
But like, what if it just like happened?
The end of the world as we know it. Seriously.
Yeah.
Civilization would end in that, however long a period that is, no pun intended. Oh my God. That'd be crazy.
So instead of having like the Purge movie, like once a year, it'd be like once a month.
once a month, Aunt Sally visits.
Oh, that'd be
not
crazy.
Slow, that's what they call it.
Lock myself that time in. Of yes. The month. Every woman goes crazy.
I'm staying in this weekend. Right, right. That time of the month.
Don't go outside. Everything is flowing.
Oh, I'm not going to sleep tonight thinking about that. Seriously.
Well, I guess we can wrap it up. You guys have any comedy shows or podcasts or social media things you want to plug?
I actually just signed up for another Zoom workshop. Every now and then I do Zoom comedy classes with Dave Schwinson.
He's in Cleveland.
He used to be a booker for Evening at the Improv years ago. And then when the pandemic hit, he started doing online comedy workshops.
Oh, cool.
Like $75 for 4 weeks, and we just get together and write. And then the fourth week is kind of like a showcase where we invite friends or whoever, family, just to kind of test your material out and see where you get the laughs.
And that's all done online?
All online.
Oh, cool.
I'm doing Bricky's World Record Comedy Festival in 2024. There's a place out in Miamisburg, Ohio. It's out in the Dayton, Ohio area.
Yeah.
And they're doing 80 continuous hours of stand-up comedy.
Holy shit.
I signed up to be in it. I had to do 15 minutes. And with the rules to keep it going, there has to be at least, I guess, 10 people in the audience at all times. Mm-hmm. And people have to perform at least a 15-minute set, each comedian.
Oh, wow.
Are they going for a world record or something?
Yeah. Yep, world record.
Oh, that's cool. That'd be fun. Yeah.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.